we were there with Minister Harris for over 40 minutes, and we tried to focus on three key areas which we feel are of huge importance to families who have children with life-limiting and terminal conditions. As you mentioned, one of those would be the operation of outreach clinics within Letterkenny General Hospital, whereby you would have consultants from both Temple Street Children's Hospital and Crumlin Hospital in Dublin coming down to provide satellite clinics in the hospital in certain disciplines such as metabolics and neurology. We do know that this is a possibility because currently there are orthopaedic and cardiology clinics in operation in a similar manner in Letterkenny General. And we do feel that by providing outreach clinics, this would give the children a better quality of life because it would take away the necessity of such a lengthy journey on children who are quite uncomfortable and in a lot of pain. The other two key areas that we wished to discuss with him were the issue of respite, both in the home and outside of the home, and particularly in the case in Donegal of respite within the home, direct care and also nursing respite. There has been some issues recently as regards criteria being put on family, limits being put on them, that a 30-minute rule was being put into place by the HSC, which we discussed at great length in the last HSC forum meeting. And we explained to the Minister that we didn't feel that the families that we represented were being given any kind of respite whatsoever by having such a limit put on them. It was akin to being kept in a prison. Thankfully, the Minister agreed with what our definition of respite is, which is a complete break from your child and their needs by being able to leave the family home. He agreed with that, and he also said that he didn't think that this was adequate for families. He promised us to look into that area. Then the other issue then that we discussed was hospice care and the fact that there is only one children's hospice in the whole of the Republic of Ireland to cater for all of those children. And we explained to him that whilst Laura Lynn is a wonderful facility in Dublin, it is too far away for the children in Donegal to be able to avail of it on a regular basis. And we spoke to him about the possibility of trying to establish hospice facilities in the Northwest region to be able to cater for those children and eliminate that lengthy journey.
Do you get the impression from the Minister's response to you that he will be able to act or action on some, if not all, of those issues?
You know what, Donal? For the very first time, we felt like we met with somebody who was really taking on board what we were saying. He promised us that he was going to look into all the issues. And what struck us most was that on three separate occasions, he actually requested us to meet with him again in early New Year, more than likely in the month of February, because he wanted to have time to investigate those three areas in greater detail. And he said that it would give him an opportunity to come back to us and explain to us progress or advancements that he has made in any of those three areas. And for us, that was quite hopeful because he did discuss with us ongoing discussions that he has had with other parties such as the Irish Hospice Foundation and cross-border organisations who are also involved in the care of children under palliative care. We did try and stress to the Minister that these issues, even though we have been campaigning for them for several years, there is a huge element of urgency about them, Donal, because the children that we are referring to in this cohort, none of them have time on their side. You know, it's a very, very fluid situation. Some of those children who are now classed with life-limiting conditions could in 2 months' time be under palliative care or end-of-life stage. So this is something that the Minister needs to act on urgently because, as we told him yesterday, at the moment, the children are not being cherished by the state the way that we have all proclaimed that they should, especially this year in the year of the centenary celebrations. And unfortunately, the children in Donegal have been left behind in that respect. It's something that needs to be addressed right now.